Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Guess what? Lil Wayne got money troubles, honey. Lil Wayne got money troubles. He done sold all his masters to his music, to Universal Music. To the tune of $100 million. Yes, he also sold Drake's, Nicki Minaj's, and Tigger's masters. Rumors were already circling that Drake knew this was going to happen back in 2018. Lil Wayne is broke. Not broke like you and me broke, but broke for a rapper who's been in the game as long as he has. With a pending court case, he's facing up to 10 years for weapons possession that he pled guilty to, by the way. He's got his former manager, Ronald Sweeney, is suing him. On top of all that, his dreads keep falling out. Life comes at you fast, Lil Wayne. Good luck to you. Now, I want to talk about a rapper named Cupcake. Cupcake went in, honey. Now, I know very little about this female rapper, Cupcake. In fact, I never heard of her until this diss track she put out. Going in on Cardi B, Meg, Lizzo, Offset, DaBaby, Tory Lanez, Doja Cat, City Girls, Mulatto, Sukiyana, and some more. Yes, baby, when we come back, I'll give my commentary on this diss track that is a remix to How to Rob. Welcome back. We are back. And as I was saying, Cupcake went in on all your faves. Yes, she laid them out. Every hot female rapper she could think of, she went in. As of yet, no one has responded to the diss tracks but Sukiyana. Baby, Sukiyana responded with a diss track, and she ate Cupcake out. I mean, she laid her out. Personally, I think Sukiyana went in harder. My favorite line in Sukiyana's diss track was that Cupcake titties was longer than a prison sentence. I died on the spot. Some people feel like Sukiyana's response wasn't all that, but I lived. Cupcake's diss track was, while entertaining, she did hit a few tasteless and unnecessary points, like talking about Meg being shot, talking about Lizzo beat her weight. You know, Lizzo is not even a rapper. What are you taking shots at her for? And everybody's noticing. Cupcake drug damn near all the female rappers, yes, even Lil' Kim. She drug Lil' Kim, but didn't say shit about Nicki Minaj. Insert crickets. Yes, baby, because, baby, you don't want Miss Petty to come for you. I don't think that's what you want. You don't want the smoke from Nicki. I don't think you want that, Cupcake. Trying to make your name for yourself. You know, hopefully this will come of something, but mostly anybody who's anybody is not gonna respond to you because you're a nobody. I never heard of you till this diss track and it started circulating on YouTube. I never heard of you, but that's all for this episode. Share the podcast and remember to hit the follow button. Bye.